Our second performer is another recipient of one of those Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Awards. His name is Emmanuel Gray, Jr. He's 18 years old. He's a Navajo from the reservation in Monument Valley, Utah. And no, he's never seen the Atlantic Ocean before his trip here to Florida. Our 15-year-old roving reporter, Emily Mayer, took Manny for his first trip to an East Coast beach, Hutchinson Island here in Fort Pierce, and she found out quite a lot about this wonderful young man.
Come on, you gotta put your feet in. You can't experience the ocean until you actually get wet. It's not gonna hurt you. Just wait for one of the waves to come up on the beach. Oh. Doesn't it feel awesome?
It's cold.
Well, actually, compared to a lot of the other oceans, this is like the warmest one I've ever been in. What do you think of it?
Pretty amazing.
So what do you think about this wind? It's making the waves huge.
Well, where I come from, it's really windy also, so this is pretty comfortable, actually.
Well, I've grown up, like, a couple blocks from the ocean, so I've lived near the ocean my whole life, but how's, like, Arizona's landscape compared to the ocean's?
Dry, rocky. And during the summer, it's really hot, so.
It must be pretty, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's a bunch of rocks risen up out of the ground with the monuments, and I guess a lot of mesas also. In the morning, during the horizon, when the sun's rising up, it'll be red, sometimes orange.
So all this beauty, does it affect your music at all?
Yeah, it does. I try to make my music memorable to me, and I try to put it in my music, the beauty of where I live and my family.
So the raw beauty, the landscape, and your songs?
I've named one song after where I live, Jato, would be Moonlight Springs. That's translated into English.
And that was Navajo?
Jato, yeah.
So you actually write your own music, too?
Yes, I do. I've composed music for the Grand Canyon Music Festival, the NACAP, and I've done that for 3 years.
So you mentioned your family. Do you have a lot of family that live near you on the reservation?
Yes, I do. They're all over Monument Valley, so everyone's related in a way.
How is it that everyone's related in a way?
Through clans. Either it's through my grandparents or my great-grandparent. At the school I attend, majority of the students that attend that high school are my cousins.
So how many cousins do you have? Your family reunions must be huge.
Yeah, they are. About approximately 90 or more come to our family reunions.
How do you feed all those people?
We sometimes butcher sheep. We just butcher approximately like 2 or 3 just to feed them.
Do you ever get help with the butchering of the sheep?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So tell me more about your clans. How can that many people be your cousins?
I'm not sure how the clans all started, but the first clan, Tachini, is my mom's. The second clan, Hanagahni, is from my dad. And my third clan, Kia'ani, is from my Nali, which is my dad's mom. And my fourth clan would be Klizathlane, which is from my grandparents.
Do you really do a lot of the traditional Navajo stuff with your family?
When I'm with my grandparents, I do. She would teach it to us, the traditional ways.
So how'd you get involved with classical music?
Well, I got involved in classical music through my music teacher, Mr. Tom Irwin. But also, I guess I could say my sister, because my parents would buy us CDs for her, or buy us CDs, and we liked the music, and we just wanted to play more of it.
So this guitar teacher, did he give you private lessons?
No, he didn't. He mainly taught it as a class.
These group guitar lessons, where did you take them?
I took them at my high school.
So you've never had a private lesson?
I've had master classes, but not necessarily private lessons.
So many kids have come on from the top. They've had all this private instruction since they were little. How'd you get so good without all of that?
I guess it was more of wanting it. I pushed myself into learning it. I didn't want to give up.
It's so beautiful here today, and there's nothing like tar on the beach. And like, it's windy like crazy, so it's sort of silly, but I asked you to bring your guitar. Would you mind playing it?
Sure.
Do you need a hand?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Emmanuel Gray. Manny, great to have you with us on From the Top. Why don't you tell everybody what you're going to play?
I'll be playing Recuerdos de la Alhambra by Francisco Torrega.
Our 18-year-old guitarist from Monument Valley, Utah, Emmanuel Gray. Emmanuel, I can't get over this idea. You know, I know what guitar classes are like. You know, those little colored dots on the frets and stuff. I don't think you learned all that stuff in guitar class. I'm just amazed at how much you've taught yourself. Does it ever frustrate you? I mean, did you ever not know what to do? How did you find things out? How did you?
I used a book.
Okay, so it's a good book. Obviously a good book.
Yeah.
but more than that, I mean, because you have the style, and so that's something that you have to hear. Did you listen to a lot of, recordings, or, Christopher Parkening, John Williams, people like that? Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a sound in your head. I mean, because doing all of this on your own is just an amazing thing to me. It's fantastic. So, you know, I imagine you probably want to go study music in college now. Is that your plan?
Yes.
Do you think you would even put up with a teacher if you found a good one?
Yeah.
You'd enjoy the experience, you think?
Yeah.
And how about after that? What do you want to do?
I want to go back to the reservation after I'm getting my degree in music education. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the Navajo reservation and teach in high school.
And give something back. Mm-hmm. Nice. I just think it's phenomenal that you want to give back to the reservation, and I just think it's incredible the work that you've done and the great music that you make. Just loved having you on the show. Thank you for being with us, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel Gray, 18-year-old guitarist from Monument Valley, Utah.